With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There were some anxious moments earlier today on the campaign trail. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz says several cars at the back of his motorcade had a crashing incident, an accident, while heading from the airport to the rally in Milwaukee.
Some of my staff and members of the press that were traveling up with us were involved in a traffic accident on the way here today. We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against a new wave of pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza after thousands of Israelis protested and went on strike. He also declared, quote, "No one will preach to me." Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin has described Ukraine's cross-border incursion into the Kursk region as a provocation.
Vladimir Putin is keen to shift Russians' focus away from a failure in the Kursk region. Speaking to schoolchildren in Siberia, Vladimir Putin said Kyiv's aim in Kursk had been to slow the advance of Russian troops in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. And instead, he said, his forces were now taking territory there by the square kilometre. The Russian president barely nodded to the mass evacuation of civilians from Kursk. He called Ukrainian forces their bandits who needed dealing with. But weeks after they crossed the border into Russia, Ukrainian forces are still holding ground.
BBC's Sir Rainsford. Venezuelan authorities seeking an arrest warrant for the opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez 1 month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of the disputed election, an election that his opponents say he clearly lost. This is SRN News. A fresh look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual but not religious. 10% are religious but not spiritual. And 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers approving a measure that would require health insurance companies to provide coverage for fertility care, including treatment for infertility and in vitro fertilization. Legislation would extend those requirements to cover single women and men who are living as women. California bill was designed by LGBT activists, including the National Infertility Association. This is SRN News. They have ventured to the ocean depths once again, back to the wreckage of the Titanic. Here's Rich Thomason.
A bronze statue from the doomed ocean liner, the statue was feared lost forever, is among the discoveries cataloged by the company that holds salvage rights to the legendary ship. Georgia-based RMS Titanic has wrapped up its first return trip to the Titanic since 2010 and has released images from the expedition. Those pictures show a site that continues changing more than a century later as what's left of the mighty vessel continues to decay. Rich Thomason reporting.
Krista McAuliffe, still a pioneer. Now she's the first woman to be memorialized with an 8-foot bronze statue in the grounds of New Hampshire State House in the city where she taught school. McAuliffe, one of seven crew members who died when the space shuttle Challenger broke apart shortly after takeoff in 1986. More details at SRNNews.com.